You're listening to Jai Long, and this is Make Your Break. Hey, if you're a service-based business, then you want to listen up. Today, we're talking about upsells. We're talking about creating more revenue from the clients that we have. We're talking about lifetime value and quite a few other things that I know you can plug and play straight into your business. So we got some great strategies. Today is action-packed. I love it when I bring on a guest and they don't hold back and they share as much as they can to really help you level up. So we're speaking to India Earl. India Earl is going to be speaking at the Unrealistic Workshop in Los Angeles. She's going to be talking about pricing and diving so much deeper into pricing and how we can utilize and use pricing in so many different aspects in our business, including marketing, including the client experience and everything else that pricing actually affects. Now, India Earl has been in the industry for a long time. She's an absolute titan. She's got so much power, so much wisdom. She's been doing so much. She collaborates with so many people. She brings so much value. And I'm really excited to have her not only on the podcast, but also to be sharing a stage with her in Los Angeles, along with the other speakers as well. So if you don't have your ticket yet to come to the Unrealistic Workshop, don't forget we have some tickets left for the in-person workshop. We also have online access. So if you want some online access, head over to my Instagram, jailong.co, and you can just DM me the word workshop, and then I'll give you all the different options, the three options of the three different tickets and everything that we have there for you. It's going to be a lot of fun. Broadcasting it, we have an MC, which is Anna, that's going to be walking around with a microphone. She'll be interviewing people behind the scenes like India Earl and all of our favorite educators, plus talking to the people that are actually there at the event. If you do come to the event, hey, it's going to be so much fun. We get to share some coffee, some drinks, some thoughts, some hugs, some tears, some laughter, some inspiration, some motivation, and so many things that happens at something like this when you're in a room full of people that are just like you, that are out there ambitious and they want to make things happen. So I don't want to waste any more of your time. I think today's episode is going to be good and I want to get straight into it. India, good to have you back on the show. How are you?
So good. Thank you for having me back.
Of course. I feel like it's been a lifetime since I've seen you last because, you know, so much happens in life, hey? And there's just like one of the stages of life where I feel like there's always big transitions and big things happening. And yeah, you evolve as a human, as you grow into an adult and everything else. So I'm sure you're probably completely different to last time that I talked to you like a year ago or 2 years ago.
Oh, for sure. Yep, for sure.
It's so cool. I think it's just like so cool. I mean, I'm exactly the same, but it's just so cool to be in this stage of life where we both get to do some cool shit and learn more about ourselves and things like that.
Absolutely. And it's like cool just to be able to like watch all the momentum that you've continually built in your life and for your students' lives, like just from an outsider's perspective, it's really, really cool. And it's just fun that we get to do such a similar thing, but in our
totally
different, unique ways, but then can come together. I don't know. I just love it.
I know. It's so much fun. And I think like, you know, you've been around the industry for a long time and you've seen a lot of people come and go. And so it's cool to see the people that stay, you know, and that are actually here like doing the thing, which, yeah, I think it's really cool. Today, we're actually going to talk a little bit about pricing and in particular upsells and things like that, which I'm really excited about. And to be honest, it was the thing that changed my business and it changed everything for me, to be honest. So I'm excited to hear your take on it and even just jam on that discussion.
Yeah. For me, I wish someone would have taught me way earlier on the power of upselling and add-ons and all these other things, because it's just so much money that you're missing out on. And also like so much additional experience that you can give your clients and your people to just like better serve them, better customize the experience, and like just add way more value to you and your business.
Yeah. And, you know, I think because we both started predominantly like with wedding photography, a lot of people never think about lifetime value of our clients or repeat clients or repeat customers. Yes. So we got this unique like business model where it's you just hustle and then you get a client and then you just keep hustling and then you never stop hustling. And so it's pretty interesting model, really.
Yeah, for sure. And I feel like to me, there's like no better compliment from a client than when they hire me for a second or a third or a fourth time to document all these different milestones in their lives. And I feel like giving the opportunity to upsell an experience is just kind of like inching that forward a little bit more and opening that door and showing them like, hey, you can have like an out of the box experience and it can be so customized to like you and your story and what you want. And I feel like it also just helps me remove myself from the process a little bit. So it does become more about the clients and like what, I don't know, just making them feel even more comfortable. I feel like so much of like how I've built my business and how I structure my packages, my like just all the ways that people can work with me. I think it's really helped people be able to connect more with me. And so that way I can really customize the experience to each individual client rather than just rinse and repeat. Like you were saying, like hustling from one client to the next, I feel like it adds a lot more meaning, and I'm all about working more for less clients. I would rather like work for like 4 days straight with one client for like one wedding rather than doing four weddings that month. And I make more doing it for one client with the way that I have it structured.
Okay. Do you think in the industry, a lot of people haven't even really thought about upsells and add-ons and doing things like that?
No, I feel like when people think of like add-ons, it's like a second shooter, additional hours. Like it's like so basic. But to me, I feel like there's so much creativity that can be made there. And it kind of creates an a la carte experience, which I feel like just adds value to your brand when people are first initially reaching out to you, getting an idea for your work, and then looking through your pricing guide and seeing like, okay, this photographer offers this, this photographer offers this, who do we want? I feel like people are wanting to feel taken care of with their photographer because it obviously is like, I mean, it's a pretty intimate thing having a camera pointed at you. Like whenever I'm getting my photo taken, I, even if I'm so comfortable with the person on the other side of the camera, I'm still just like, I'm a worm. I don't know how to act. I feel so weird. And so it just goes such a long way being able to give them the opportunity to make it feel like they're constantly in their own element with a friend, and customizing the experience from beginning to end helps a lot. Add-ons and upsells are a great way to customize that while not losing out on profit. I see so many people with their add-ons, they just kind of don't know how, well, a lot of people don't know how to price themselves in the first place. But then add-ons are just always such an afterthought, which is silly because there's so much untapped money there that you're just literally letting go. But like add-ons specifically, people don't know how to price well. I'll see so many inconsistencies when I'm mentoring and coaching between their actual pricing and then their add-ons pricing. They'll also like never even explain like what the add-ons are. Like there's just so, because it is such an afterthought, I feel like a lot of photographers and videographers just don't even think of, okay, what can I do here? How can I creatively problem solve and use this as a tool for me to make more money per client, customize the experience to them? And I think it also just helps set you apart, and it kind of helps. Like for me, my add-ons are what has set me apart multiple times throughout my career. Like I'm a good photographer, but like there are so many other photographers out there that are doing the exact same thing as me for half the price, but people still choose me. Even though we're all shooting on the same Canon Mark IV 35 millimeter lens at sunset with clients in the background and the sun flare and yada, yada, same poses, like all of our work basically looks the same to people that don't know the difference between like good and great photography. Like our clients, like when they're shopping around, what are they differentiating us by? Like besides our work and our personality, it's going to be our price. And so if your prices are speaking for your work, if you're like, let me back up. Like when someone that doesn't know the difference between good and great photography, a client that just wants a wedding photographer, but they want a good one, if they can't tell the difference between, oh, well, like this person's work has like way more magenta undertones than this person's, like, oh, their skin tones are much more even and consistent. And, oh, well, I really like the crushed blacks in this. Like they don't see stuff like that. They just see that's a good photo. It's a cute couple or whatever in the photos. Sounds great. Looks candid. And then they're going to shop around and pick whoever has the lowest price. So differentiating yourself with your branding, with your offers, with your packaging is a really easy way to stand out and be able to charge more and not feel like you have to compete with your prices. So with my add-ons, like the first time I thought about kind of getting creative with it was, I mean, this was years ago. It's probably like 8 years ago now. And I wanted to shoot full wedding weekends because I didn't love the idea of just showing up like right when the bride was getting ready or almost ready and then leaving like just once dancing like takes off or the couple leaves or whatever. Like it just felt again, yeah, like rinse and repeat and like a hustle. And so much of my brand is based around experience and like emotion. And so I had been to a couple weddings where the couples had invited me to like, hey, drop by like the rehearsal dinner. If you want, you can walk it through with us or come grab like dinner here. Like our whole family's going out. We'd love to meet you. And by doing that and getting invited to that, I was like, oh, wait, like I'm going to bring my camera. I could sell this as additional coverage because of all these reasons. And so I was like, okay, well, what if I shot like full wedding weekends? Cause I, before that, would shoot like triple header weekends and double header weekends totally. All the time. I don't totally. Know how. I would not recommend. But I love the idea of like kind of blocking a lot of my work together all at once with shooting. And so I offered, all right, I'm going to do day before coverage. And I started to give my clients different ideas of what they could do instead of a rehearsal dinner. At the time, at least with my clientele, people just did rehearsal dinners and it was literally just walking the wedding through the ceremony. You stand here. All right, we're going to go eat a meal and then we'll see each other tomorrow. But I started to be like, okay, like you guys could do a bonfire on the beach or go like do an excursion, ride horse. Like one of my couples, they like rode horses on the beach in Iceland with their whole family the night before. Like you can get so crazy with it. I feel like a lot of my clients now, it really is just like kind of backyard barbecue vibes. But I love that because I get to meet like all of their most important people the night before. I get to see who that is. I know who to focus on more so during the wedding day, during like the ceremony and candids and speeches and yada, yada. And I was like, wow, that actually is a lot of value. Not only are they getting like additional photos, but like these people I get to like have a relationship with before the actual wedding day, which helps them feel more comfortable with me around pointing a camera at them. And I feel like I do get a lot more emotional moments shooting weddings when people kind of have already let that guard down a bit with me. And so I just explained that with my first add-on day before coverage. And I noticed that every single client booked that from there then on out. Like once I started to explain the value outside of the photos, people were like, absolutely yes. And then I was like, okay, well, what about day after coverage? What if we move portraits to the day after? So that way we don't have to crunch them in at sunset when they're like trying to be at dinner and be present and I'm stealing them away and I'm a stranger. Like this is the one time they're going to have all their people in one place. Why wouldn't we just do it the day after, get away from the venue, go to a cool spot at the best time and they're rested. And then I started explaining that to my clients. Every single one of them booked it. And then I was like, okay, add-ons. This is a lot of extra money. I was averaging at the time an additional $3,000 per client just because of those two add-ons. Now, like my starting prices, I think on my website currently, it's like starting at $8,000 or something like that. But almost every single client ends up booking a $15,000 package with me because of the add-ons alone. Totally. So there's a lot of untapped potential with like your income there. And again, just like to me, it's less work doing that. And it's much more enjoyable because I get to tell a whole story. I get to like actually see so much more of the couple's relationship this way rather than, yeah, just rinse and repeat 8 hour coverage, 6 hour coverage, done, second shooter, here it is. Like that's so much more bland. But like the way that I do it, it actually helped me set my brand apart. And then people started hiring me because they're like, we want the full coverage. We want the full weekend. We want the full experience, not just a wedding photographer for 6 hours on the wedding day.
You know, the interesting thing is you said it's a lot less work, but it's a lot less work, not only in just like shooting, it's also a lot less work in the whole overview of your business in terms of there's less hustle, there's less content you have to put on Instagram, there's less ads you got to run, there's less showing up on the front end. If you can sell more to the fewer people that you actually get. And I think so often we get so burnt out because we're hustling more and more people in. And then we could be having less clients, but more dedicated clients that actually resonate with us and they want more from us, which I think is really cool.
Yeah. And like for me, and I feel like a lot of photographers' brands, it's kind of like this, like so many of my clients are booking me based on who I am and like their connection to me, or feeling really like close or familiar to me, or just, yeah, comfort. So much of my work is based around emotion and connection. And so by doing that, it also just helps me develop my brand's value even further by like nurturing that connection days before the actual wedding, on the wedding day. Like there's some couples where they've hired me for like 3 days of coverage before the wedding. And then I like meet them on their honeymoon in a spot for like honeymoon photos. Like we're hanging out for like a whole week. And like, I just think it's really cool because like there is such a difference, at least for me as a photographer and the clients, like when we get that much additional time together, that is so intentional and like laid back and easy, like it makes it so much easier to get those real raw emotions out of people and really see people for who they are rather than just slapping poses on them, trying to get that or emulate that or fake it for photos or anything like that. Like it's actually real and it flows and it's not forced. And that just like ups the client experience itself. And I feel like that just goes like that energy does present in the work and people feel it. So I feel like it just, yeah, it's like a full circle thing to me and you make more money.
You know, I think it like increases the client experience and a whole bunch of things. I think a lot of people don't do it because they hate sales, but there's a little analogy that I like to use with upsells and see if you resonate with this. I talk about like, imagine getting online and finding your favorite shirt, like I've got on right now. And then you go, okay, I'm going to go down to that shop. I'm going to want to buy that shirt. And when you get into the shop, it only has that one shirt. And then you're kind of devastated because you're like, man, I kind of wish they curated a few more things for me. Like while I'm here and I got my credit card out, I wish there was shoes. I wish there was pants. I wish I could go shopping, but I can't because they're telling me what I have to buy now. And then I'll probably walk out and not buy anything because I was a little bit disappointed by the experience. And I think it's sort of the same as if we thought about our business as a shop like that, and you're offering just the one thing, no longer does someone have the excitement and the power to shop with you and be able to craft their own shopping experience, which I find really fascinating.
Yeah, totally. Like, and I think it kind of is on the photographer to be the one to like initiate the idea for the client. Because when clients are shopping around, especially for weddings, most of the time it's people's first time hiring a wedding photographer and getting married. So you kind of have to lead the way and be like, hey, this is like how you work with me. This is how you engage with a photographer. This is what it's going to look like. And these are all the different ways that we could go with this to make it really, really cool for you. And so like, for me, I can't expect a client to be like, hey, I want to do a session the morning of or before my wedding, just for myself, like just the bride. I have to be the one to be like, hey, also we could do this if you want, as like a way to kind of, you know, honor the last day of you just being solo and just being you before you become we, and like honoring that and doing like a self-love session for a bride. And they're not going to come up with that. You have to come up with that and present it. And then people are going to be like, oh, okay. Yeah. Hell yeah. I want that. Or they'll just be like, oh no, that's okay. I'll just do like the basic coverage. Like, it's doing such a disservice both to yourself and your clients by limiting the ways that they can work with you. I'm not saying go and make like 70 different upsells and add-ons. Like that might turn to be like a bit of a gimmick, but having really intentional pockets of coverage that you can give your clients. And it doesn't even have to be coverage. It can be so many other things. Like with elopements, for a long time, I noticed like my clients wanted their photos back and sneaks back pretty instantaneously because their friends and family are not there. And I was like, totally. Well, that's like such an easy way for me to upsell a rush turnaround, because I already edit really fast. I get most of my edits done in a week. And I'm like, well, why don't I just like offer that as like an extra $1,000 or something like that? Every single elopement adds that on. Every single 100%. One. So it's not even like additional coverage. It can just be things where you're like, oh, I'm catching myself doing this repetitively. Is there a way that I can creatively use this to make an upsell, make more money, and make it like an additional way for people to work with me?
Do you think right now with AI and with everyone trying to automate and streamline everything, you think right now it's more important than ever to create more of a custom experience, like you're saying? Even with like the way that you're creating your packages and the things that you're offering your clients?
I think for me, Yes, it's more so about creating a really human experience. Like, I love all things AI. I think it's amazing and fascinating. I like haven't had a single negative feeling towards it whatsoever. I'm like, this is awesome. But like, I think it also just helps you bring your focus back to like, okay, well, like the superpower behind it is the humanness, is the creativity. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, coming up with like really creative human emotional things for your experience is going to be what sets you apart. And like, to me, like, I don't know. I just don't ever fear my relevancy, not like me as a human, but like my work and my brand and my business. Like, I don't think the relevancy is ever going to go down because of AI or anything like that, because I have something that nothing, like no computer program or like other person can emulate. Like, it's me. And so that's what I'm embodying when I am doing really anything in my business. And I feel like it helps me feel almost bulletproof with my business. So that way I can continue evolving and growing instead of getting so stuck in like automations and systems and turning things over and convenience. Like, I'm trying to just consistently point it into a more and more human direction while making it very profitable. And that to me is like what my clients are always going to want. Like, maybe there is like an AI or something that comes out that like can rip me off 1,000%. I'm still not afraid of that because my clients are going to want the human experience no matter what.
Absolutely. Hey, can I share with you what I learned when I had my business that was sitting about 200,000 per year and I got to about 500,000? And the key to that?
Yes, please. Spill the tea.
Yeah. So the interesting thing was I like worked out. So like you were saying, like in the industry, no one thought about upsells. No one thought about like lifetime value. And I remember like working this out for myself and I was like, wait a second, like there's so much missed opportunity. But the little secret that I worked out for myself, when I say secret, like everyone knows this, but this is my secret for myself, was timing of my sales or my upsells or my order bumps, right? Mm-hmm. So timing was, I realized at the time, I did have a few people that came through to the door and they're like, Joe, we can't afford the biggest package, but we can afford maybe the smallest package. And I was like, great, like book the smallest package. And if anything changes with your budget along the way, you can, you know, you can upgrade, downgrade, you can do whatever you want. I never locked anyone into like a specific thing. I just locked myself in for the day. And then I started adding on engagement sessions, and I would say I would actually email them about 6 months before the wedding day. And I'm like, I know that you didn't say anything about engagement sessions, but I'm thinking like, if you would like to go and trial your makeup, get dressed up, have some time away from planning and stuff, and then us two to go and hang out, or us three, whatever. And almost everyone booked that. And then another thing I realized was, okay, so it was actually kind of hard for me sometimes at the very start when people are budget conscious to try and sell a wedding album.
But this is what I was just going to bring up.
From 1 day to 30 days after a wedding day, people were like, oh my God. One, I don't know, when I got married, like you have this like 4 week depression where you're like, my life purpose is just gone because I was just planning a wedding for 12 months and it's all over. and it's like, that was it. Right. So you're kind of yearning to see the photos and like, you still want some sort of hype, you know? And so what I realized in that time was, if I wrote to my clients and said, I looked over the photos, I just culled them, they look incredible. If you would like, I can send you an invoice. And when I send you the images, I will send you an album as well. How does that sound? And they'd always say yes. And I'm like, they wouldn't have said yes if I did it a week before the wedding day, 3 months before the wedding day, and a lot of times even 12 months before the wedding day. And one thing that actually gave me this idea was, when I was going to the airport one day, I got a text message from my airline as I was going to the airport. And it literally said, are you feeling stressed about today's flight? Good. Upgrade now to VIP front row seats for an extra $20. And I was like, and priority lane. And I was like, absolutely, I'm going to spend $20. But when I booked the flight, I was budget conscious and I wouldn't have seen the value in the $20. But as I'm on the way to the airport and I'm stressed and it's been busy and I'm late, I'm like, $20 sounds so cheap right now. And of course they took the money from me. So I always think it's like, sometimes it's not even just about the thing, but it's about when you offer the thing.
Absolutely. Like, same as you with the albums. I actually don't even market my albums until a month before their 1 year anniversary comes up, because at least for my clients, a lot of them are putting all their money into their wedding.
All their money.
They're paying for it for themselves. And so knowing that and just knowing my clientele specifically, I wait to even bring up albums at all until, yeah, like I have a reminder set up in my little automation system. So that way it's like, hey, your 1 year anniversary is coming up. You can celebrate with an album and prints. Here's a little discount, blah, blah, blah. And then my album sales skyrocketed. I wasn't making any like print and album sales before that. And once I was like, oh, this is a problem, I can like find a creative solution to actually make this really profitable and beneficial for the client. And then it's just like a really cute way for them to gift the album to each other. Like it's it just makes it so much easier because of exactly what you said, the timing.
It's interesting because I never ordered an album when we got married. We had Nirav Patel shoot our wedding, but if he did offer it to me, like, you know, for my first year anniversary, I would absolutely spend so much money on that thing. You know,
like, yeah. I'm going to text him to like send you an email.
Yeah, yeah. Send me an email. I'm waiting. You know, it's been 5 years now. Like, yeah. So, I mean, that changed the game for me. Was there any pivotal moments for you in your career where you realized, because I will share another one later as well, but where you realized where you're like, oh my God, actually, there's a golden opportunity right here. And was there something like my one where I was like, worked out timing? Like, was it a specific offer? Was it a specific price? Was it a specific? Yeah.
I think for me, when I stopped trying to like make all of my pricing and my collections and packages fit into the same template system that every other photographer that shoots weddings has been doing for years and years and years, like it's obviously evolved. Like, each decade, I feel like wedding photography has just like evolved so much because it is still absolutely, like such a new thing. Like when I look at my parents' wedding photographs, like they get the one photo in front of the altar and then one photo in front of the cake. And then they told me, they're like, yeah, like the photographer comes for literally 30 minutes and then they would leave. Like that was wedding photography not that long ago, which is crazy that it's like continually becoming like a bigger and bigger thing. For me, like, I think every decade there becomes like a new set of norms. Like, I remember when I started photography, people would sell like by the image, like, okay, you get 30 images, you get to select them all. Like, and like now to me, I'm like, that sounds like hell. Like I hated that.
Hey, I actually went to a workshop and the guy that was teaching me was like, you have to sell like wedding albums by the page because you can exponentially, you know, charge your clients, and you have to sell by the hour and you have to sell by the image. And I was like, man, that sounds like a fucking nightmare. Like,
I'm like not trying to be a car salesman. Like, no,
yeah, no, like, no wonder everyone hates sales. Like,
yeah, exactly. Of course. And I feel like there really is like, I guess that's kind of where I was going, is like selling can be really easy if you figure out a way that it feels really aligned for you, where it almost feels like it would be dumb for your client not to book that, where you're like, it's literally so much value. And like, this is such an awesome opportunity I'm giving you. Like, why wouldn't you add this on? Why wouldn't you book this? And so for me, that comes from figuring out, okay, like, what do I really, really enjoy doing? What do I do really well? What do my clients enjoy the most? What do I get the most like feedback on? And where do I feel like I get the very best photos? And then how do I explain the value of this? And just allowing yourself to completely like take the idea of like the template or what every other photographer is doing away. Because I think a lot of times when photographers are new, like now like there's online education and stuff like that, but like, there's not someone sitting there holding your hand telling you like, okay, and then like put this package here, and then you have to do 12 hours and 10 hours and 8 hours. Oh, and then your add-ons are going to be second shooter and additional coverage and yada, yada, yada. Like, there's such a specific template that I feel like most photographers use just because they don't know any better. Mm-hmm. But I wish that someone would have taught me way earlier on, like, this is your business.
Yeah.
Like, your business is such an extension of you. Like, let it be whatever you want it to be, because then selling becomes literally one of the easiest parts of your business. Like, I don't even feel like I don't remember last time I even got nervous about selling. It's probably been like 6 or 7 years since like being on a client call and being like, okay, like I got to make sure I say things right. And what if they ask this? Like,
why do you think you're not nervous about selling your products?
Because I love what I offer and I see so much of the value in it. And I just kind of am in this place where I'm like, if I see the value in it, I can embody it and I can stand by it. And I don't feel like I need to even sell it. Like, I can just communicate what it is and why it's great, and then leave an open invitation. To me, all sells should feel more like an invitation rather than a pressured decision that you're making for someone else. And so that's the way that I feel like selling feels really, really good and easy for me.
I feel like it's the only way you can actually sell. Like anyone that I know that actually sells from that place. And anyone that like struggles, they go, I wouldn't hire me to shoot the wedding for that price. Like they always tell me, like, I'm worried about they're going to ask for a discount because I don't see my own value in that. I'm like, dude, you're ripping people off. If you wouldn't do it, if you don't see the value in your own stuff, you need to go back to that offer and reach out. You got to change something here.
Oh, exactly. It's like, if you wouldn't pay $10,000 for yourself to shoot your wedding, then like, what are you doing? You know?
Yeah. We need to change something up.
Yeah, exactly. Like I think so much of the time we see selling as convincing or like, yeah, just convincing, I feel like is like such an easy word, but like, it's not. To me, it really is just like an open communication and like it can flow and like some people resonate with it and some people won't. And that's how it's supposed to be. I don't need to like be in this dog paddling energy to try and make a sell. I can just embody the value that I offer and be fine. Like, it's just easy. Like I said, like there's so many other photographers, even just in my area in Utah, like everyone here, the culture here is so funny. Like everyone here is a photographer. Everyone and their dog is a photographer. When you go out to locations here, there's at least like 10 other sessions happening all at the same time. It's whack, but it's like cool because all those photographers, like their work is incredible. I feel like a lot of clients would look at like my work and theirs and be like, they're both good photos. We'll just pick whoever's cheaper. But like, to me, there is something about my work that like, there is so much additional value that cannot be explained. And it has nothing to do with the photos or my prices. It has something to do with completely different. And it's so much of it lies in the emotion and the connection. That's what sets me apart. And because I can embody my value in that area, like the photos are just a cherry on top for my clients. And to me, that is what makes me feel like I have a bulletproof business. So that way, no matter what I do, no matter how I decide to evolve my business, people are always going to want a slice of the pie. Even if I change my business totally 10 years from now and I sell gourmet corn dogs or something like that. Like I have this special thing that I can take through every single business. I mean, I don't know how to bring connection and corn dogs together, but I'd figure it out.
You can make it happen.
I can make it happen, but yeah.
Yeah. It's so interesting. Are you kind of like a celebrity in Utah? Because when you go cruise around, there must be so many photographers there.
It's a small place, so maybe.
That's so funny because like I think where I am, I literally never run into photographers. So yeah, different world. Wild. Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like sales can be as easy or as hard as you want them to be. I think so many people have like this limiting belief that like sales are hard or intimidating or like annoying. Like I think for a long time I had the idea that like selling was annoying because when I was being sold to in specific ways, I was like, yeah, I freaking hate that. I hate getting like tons and tons of marketing emails. I hate seeing billboards. I hate like door-to-door salesmen trying to, you know, like just so uninvited. But I also think we forget a lot of the time that like, especially with like client calls, like we forget that like we've already basically made the sell if someone has already gotten to that point in their client journey with us. And so for me, like if I get a client on a call, I've already sold to them. I'm like, you already booked me pretty much. Like it's up to me whether you book me or not, because if they've like followed my client journey that I've built so intentionally for them up until that point that we are on a call, to me, I'm just like, okay, how can I show up on this call and make this entire experience just a little bit juicier for them and serve them just a little bit more and like, just make it feel even more personal. And because of that, my other offers just sell themselves. I don't even have to bring up additional things. Like I don't have to even be the one to suggest like, oh, well, have you thought about adding on engagements? Like, no, it's never that. It's just like, oh yeah. Like if you guys like want to meet up before, you know, like your wedding and like, you guys should come through Utah. There's tons of amazing national parks. Like we could shoot engagements if you wanted to. I could show you all these really cool spots and like restaurants, whatever. It could be like your little getaway beforehand. Like that makes it so much easier. Like I try and just treat it as if I'm talking to a friend, being like, oh my gosh, like, wait, I can like make this even better for you. Let me serve you a little bit more. And taking the focus off of, okay, I have to have this outcome. I have to get them to make this decision. And instead changing it to like, all right, I'm just like going to take care of them and like make it this all juicier for them, which then in turn just makes it easier for them to feel trusting of you. Therefore, they want to work with you more. Like it just yes. makes it so much easier.
So much easier. Hey, so there's two ways, like in our business, there's always two ways that we can sort of go about like expanding our business. And one way is what we're talking about right now, is where it's just going like miles deep and then just sort of keep stacking on to the same offer. So my secret of how I sort of like helped make my business make a lot more money was I actually started going wide. And so wide for me was with upsells and offers. What I realized at the time, there was a lot of terrible DJ, wedding DJs and a lot of terrible photo booths. And it just did my head in because I'd go to these weddings and I actually despised the wedding music that I had to listen to every single weekend because it was just rinse and repeat. No one cared. Had an iPod. Just do the thing.
Same thing
over and over. And then the photo booth was just be like this derelict looking thing in the corner where it was just horrible looking. And I was like, how have they got this thing there? And no one would go and look at it and mess with it. But what I worked out was in my business, I'm already doing marketing all the time. I show up on social media and like, you know, basically all of us are fucking content marketers and we're creating stuff, you know, to get attention. And so what I did was I actually created another business, which was a photo booth DJ business. And I hired someone to look after that, manage that and everything. And then, so as my leads came through, all I did was go like, hey, great. You've got all that and everything. Are you looking for a vinyl DJ and like a trendy photo booth? And they'll be like, oh, I wasn't even thinking about that. And then we'd push them sideways across to the next thing. And then that thing would have upsells and things like that. So it wasn't huge money, but per wedding, like we would bring in like profit, probably an extra $2,000. And so it was just like another thing from the work that I already did when I was already marketing and the maybe the spend that I put into, which I never did, but into marketing or whatever it is for me, which is different to probably what you would ever do or what a lot of photographers would ever do because you know.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like there's so many ways that you can just exactly like what you did. Like you were already doing the job and you were just looking around being like, why is this not better? Like, yeah. This is the same thing that I had a while ago where I don't know, photos of grandparents at weddings are so important. There's always so much emphasis on them for good reason. And I started to be like, why don't I offer like grandparent sessions or like heritage sessions or whatever name, like the day before the rehearsal dinner, they have all their grandparents there. Like I can take 20 minutes with each grandparent couple or whatever, and get all these really amazing, beautiful photos of just them or just their love, just their relationship. And like, that is so much additional value. We're already like, that's what people want from weddings. Anyways, it's like, why don't we like make it a tiny bit like better of an experience and like sparkly of an experience for them and give them that additional attention. And like, again, adds more value to my brand. I get to make money off of it, but it just serves the client even further and like makes you not just a wedding photographer, but you're like able to think about everyone involved. Like, and that's been like such an awesome upsell for so many of my clients too.
That's epic. Do you have any last tips on upsells or little strategies that you've used in your business that's helped you to get to where you are?
I think my biggest piece of advice with add-ons and upsells is you have to communicate why people should care. I mean, this is with all marketing. It's like crazy though, because every time I coach or mentor or whatever, like that is the one thing people do not get. We think that like people can read our minds or something like that. I have no idea. But like, you have to explain to them like why it should be a full body hell yes for them to add that coverage on. If I just put down day before session, day after session, no one's going to book it. Like if
it's
I put down
literally a secret, isn't it? So often I look at people's class guides and everything. I'm like, so you got a lot of services here that are secret, but what I don't know is what you actually offer.
Like second shooters, for example, that's one that I feel like most wedding photographers offer as an add-on. And every freaking pricing guide I have gone through, hundreds and hundreds of different pricing guides from photographers all over the world throughout like my teaching career. And I've never, until like my own, I had never seen someone explain to a client the purpose of a second shooter. Like, hey, duh, like it's great to have a second shooter. You can get more photos. You get more diversity in your gallery at the end. It acts as a backup in case your main shooter fails or a card gets damaged or whatever, like worst case scenario. Like I think the backups comment always is like what sells people on that. But then it's like, oh yeah, hell yeah. Of course we want all this additional coverage. We're already doing it. Like, why not? Like tell them why they should want a second shooter and then they'll likely.
Well, another thing is like, well, with sales, like you said before, it's a conversation. And if you're not having the conversation and allowing them to like envision the, you know, what would they get from adding that into their packages? Like, what does that look like for them? What reason would they even consider spending more money? And if you don't even have that conversation, like there ain't anybody that's going to be buying anything.
Yeah. You have to make it emotional for them and help them envision themselves doing it. Like all of this communication happens just in my pricing guide. Like I don't ever talk about this with my clients really, unless they have like a specific question about it. But like my whole goal with my client onboarding process or booking process is that people don't have questions. Like when I get them on the phone, basically their only question is, when can I book you? Where do I send my money? Like, and I don't go back and forth emailing. Like people emailed me their inquiry. I send them my pricing. I send them a link to book a call with me. And the next time that we talk, we're talking and they're booking me. Like my pricing guide is so comprehensive and like makes it so easy for them to make decisions. It's not confusing. It's very simple for them to be like, this is built out for me to have a really great experience. That way, once we do get on the call, we can just talk about like the fun stuff and like dream up like how we're going to, you know, make it really special for them and then send them the contract. And I feel like by doing that and having really clear communication in the pricing guide, it takes away all the pressure of selling and communicating and trying to feel like you're convincing or being a door-to-door salesman or whatever. It's like, nope, just here's the value, take it or leave it. Excited to chat. Like it just makes it feel so much more chill and laid back for the client, which I think just sells so much more. Ease always sells.
Really does. Tell me, you're talking at the Unrealistic Workshop, which is coming up in Los Angeles in August. What can people expect when they come rolling in and see you on the main stage?
Yeah, I'm so excited. I am going to be talking about pricing mindset and theory because, and I love that you talk about this too. It's something that's so needed because I feel like I see so many photographers that I'm just like, what are you doing? And it's not even like beginner photographers in the first couple of years of their business. Like there's plenty
of
photographers.
That's the wild thing. I work with people that have been doing this for 10 years. And the first thing I do is look at their website or their price guide. And I'm like, oh, you should have came to me 8 years ago.
Oh, like,
we're going to make you some money.
Yes. Half of my coaching clients have been in this industry for 8 years plus. They're a big name. Everyone knows who they are. They're booked out for years in advance. Like everyone wants them. They don't even really need to sell their stuff. And I'm like, what are you doing? Your pricing is so whack. And they're just like, I don't know. Like I just set it as that. And I just like raise it once a year, every January. And it's like, what, why, what is happening? So I feel like I really like digging into the why behind pricing and teaching people how to like not only figure out how to price themselves accurately, but also how to price themselves in a way that sets them apart so they don't feel like you have, like, I just never want to feel like I'm competing with my prices or my photos. I want to be like this thing that even if there are other photographers out there charging half as much with just as good of work, I want people to consistently choose me and pay more for me. So we'll be talking a lot about that and how to embody your own worth, how to define that, and then how to sell it in a really natural way that feels aligned for both you and your clients, and then continue to scale from there.
Yeah, I can't wait to learn some stuff.
I'm excited.
I'm excited. It's just so good that we're actually finally doing something in person together. We've been talking about it for years. So it's really cool that finally, I think the world has just opened up where we can get around and do some fun things and make some cool stuff happening. So thank you from myself and everybody that attends. I think it's going to be amazing to get into the room and hear everybody speak.
Yeah, it's going to be a good time. Can't wait.
Sweet. And so where can everybody find you? We'll just find you on Instagram and...
Yeah, just on my Instagram at India Earl, my name. And then I have my indiaearl.com website for my photography work and then my education site as well for all of the other goods.
So IndiaLEducation.com, is that right?
Yes, yes.
Epic. Thanks so much, India, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hey, Make Your Breakers. Don't you hate how you can't sort through podcasts by most listened to, most reviewed, and most loved? Ah, right? As fellow podcast junkies, we feel you. While we can't magically change Apple or Spotify's platform, we have created a little something-something. Sifting through all of Make Your Breaks episodes to date, yep, we are talking all 200-plus episodes, we've meticulously curated some banging playlists just for you. We're talking the all-time hottest hits from Make Your Break, starring the juicy inspiration, motivation, and creative biz insights you know and love. Sound good? Jump into the show notes and follow the link to generate your very own Make Your Break playlist.